guests, loved ones. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'm the host for Neighborhood Love Radio. We are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com. Thank you so much for joining me. Tonight in the chair, I got two guests. I got Matt Beard. He's my first repeat guest. What's up, man?
What up, man? How you doing?
He's the founder of CheckThisInc.com, and he does other couple things. He represents some artists. We'll be talking to him a little bit about a thing or two. And also a guest tonight is Ash Hudson, founder of Con Art. I'm sure you know that label. We all do. It's part of LA culture at this point. We're going to play a little bit of tunes and then come back and talk. First up, I got Little Milton. Packed up and took my mind. Thank you so much, loved ones.
I walk around acting strange, like a man in a daze. People talking to me and calling my name, though I don't hear a word they say.
tonight if you do. Cause I'm around now. I wanna get next to you. Oh, thank you. Right now.
From the Get Next to You album, 1971. Apparently he still sings. If you go down to the Full Gospel Tabernacle down in Memphis, Tennessee, he'll sing in church, and you can hear him. That's from his sophomore record, Gets Next to You. Very important record. Prior to that, we heard newer artist Bosque of Whiskey Barons. Pura Candela is the name of the tune. And I'm going to try real hard not to butcher this record title. Bosque Orquesta de Madera. It was out last week on the Ubiquity label. And beautiful record, man. I just got it last week, and it was really fucking solid release. A little bit of Afro house, Latin soul, a little bit of disco. Bosque's real name, first of all, you spell his name B-O-S-Q. And his real name is Ben Woods, and multi-instrumental producer. I recommend checking it out. And the first track you heard was Little Milton with Backed Up and Took My Mind. That was off of the RZA's compilation. It's called RZA Presents Shaolin Soul Selection Volume 1. Good record. Double record, very long one, and it's just chock full of classic sounds. That's on the Soul Temple Entertainment level. Hey, Matt, what's going on, man?
Same old, man. Happy to be back.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, Matt's my first repeat guest. He's representing a website called Check This Inc. It's a website, but it's essentially a collective of artists that Matt's representing. And could you tell us a little bit more about the operation?
Yeah, man. Basically, I mean, we're teaming up with a couple different artists. We're selling some con art prints through Ash. We're kind of just looking for local good artists out in L.A., kind of the street art graffiti scene, and some of the really talented dudes that aren't as well known, you know, just trying to get their good stuff out there and make the prints affordable so all the cool kids can cop them and throw them up on the wall.
So essentially, you have these artists. And back in the old days, it's like you had to really kind of seek out artwork, and if you're lucky enough to hit go to certain events or something, or they had mail order catalogs.
Yeah,
but they were just kind of cheap prints, you know.
Yeah,
one offs and stuff.
Yeah, we're trying to make some real classy stuff, limited editions that'll be around for years and years that kids can frame, and you know, they own a little piece of history, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the goal.
And let me see. I know some of your artists here. I'm really impressed with that one kid, Skylar Gray.
Yeah, man. For 13, the dude definitely has some skills. He actually just had his first solo art exhibit, I believe, last Thursday. Yeah, a lot of people came out, so it was good to see someone so young, you know, draw a pretty big crowd to lab art. Yeah,
I didn't know he was that young. Yeah,
yeah, 13.
That's
yeah,
gotta be huge.
Yeah, when I was 13, I was just hiding, you know, the penthouse under the mattress. You know, yeah, that's what I was up to. But but yeah, he's working, man. So it's cool to see a young cat get a little attention, and hopefully, you know, he has a good career and things take off. But his prints are available on the site as well, because he's kind of relatively new, so we're getting his stuff out there. And you know, the originals go for a ton of money, so if you can't flick, you know, the thousands of dollars, you know, boom, get a custom limited edition print. And you know,
and I've seen some of his work, and I mean, I guess you can call it graffiti inspired, but I mean, to call him a graffiti artist might be a little bit
it's definitely more kind of pop art and stuff like that, but
a lot of layers.
Yeah, so he's kind of he's blown up. Yeah, I don't think he's too, you know, well known in the graffiti world, but he's doing good, staying busy.
Who's some of the other artists you're representing right now?
You know, it's weird, man. The site's been live for like 2 weeks, so we're still kind of nailing down some deals with some other guys. I mean, I'm happy as hell to have teamed up with ConArt and Ash because, I mean, their catalog of stuff, it's a rare opportunity for me being so new to hook up with one of the OGs in the game that just has more history than you know, people even know. But we got some of his prints. I mean, he's got a print from Chaz and a couple different artists that we're hoping to unveil soon. But it's good stuff, man.
That's all right.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned the solo show recently. And,
yeah.
And I don't think you have... I know you got some stuff in the works.
Yeah.
Who should we be looking for?
Ooh, man. Basically, what I think's going to happen, we're going to have a lot more collabos with ConArt in the future and stuff like that, with definitely getting more prints going.
Let's talk a little bit about ConArt real fast, yeah. Just as a qualification.
Sure.
Now, I personally know ConArt's like kind of connected with the graffiti scene. I guess they started as a clothing label initially.
Yeah, the first street art clothing line, yeah.
But like cancer, they've ingrained themselves in the whole Los Angeles street culture scene in every facet. Would that be accurate?
I would think so. Yeah, it's weird. I trip out because I mean the dude at Jiffy Lube knows about ConArt. Everybody I bump into, them and their mom, you know, they all recognize the logo, and which is why I trip out as being new to the game. I mean, you know, it's a cool opportunity to get a chance to work with such prolific people, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And what's in it for you?
You know what? A little bit of love. I mean, Ash is a cool guy. I mean, the artists are killer. I mean, I just get stoked being involved, honestly. You know, I just like getting it out there. And I mean, this whole thing started because I was one of those kids that liked the art, but my favorite artist, I couldn't cop his prints. And, you know, that's kind of where this all came from, where shit, how cool would it be if you could get out there and get a print for, you know, $40 without having to drop the $2,000 on the original, you know? So I kind of wanted to, it came from a necessity for what I was looking for, you know?
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so yeah, that's kind of how the whole thing came up.
Yeah, because if I could be a little bit blunt, I don't see a clear path to riches and glory.
Yeah,
here.
Well, you know, and when you do shit you love, you know, it's not necessarily all about the driving the Rolls Royce and shit, you know, but you know, who knows where we'll go. The website's been up for a whopping 2 weeks, so I'm just excited about the future, man, because a lot of shit's happened in 2 weeks,
so
you know, we'll see where we're at in a year and all that good shit.
Yeah, so you like to participate, I guess.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's cool.
Gotta get in where you fit in.
And let's see, I'm acquainted with Matt originally because he's a printmaster extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. Like anything.
Yeah, you want tube socks, you want posters, you want vinyl, whatever the hell you want, man. Yeah, I got the print game on lock.
Yeah. And what are some unique projects you worked on?
Ooh, man, I'm trying to think about what I can talk about. We're doing tons of stuff for Disney, The Hobbit. I mean, it's all kind of, you know, fancy studio stuff where if you got the artwork out of our dumpsters, we'd be screwed.
All right, let's talk about this. Give me one of the most unusual requests you had as far as printing.
Ooh, well...
Something way out there, like I don't know, a water pick or something.
It's fucking weird, man. I'm not going to lie. And this is kind of weird. I got hit up to see if I could brand a logo on an adult novelty toy.
Okay.
And doing work with Disney, when you're messing with the mouse, the adult stuff's a no-no. So
Although my heart was in health.
Exactly.
What if some fragment comes out?
That's true. You don't want anyone choking to death. That's a fact. So that was one of those ones where, I mean, shit, I did laugh hysterically at the email, but I did have to kind of turn it away. But the fact that, you know, you print postcards and people come to you for shit like that just, you know, reaffirms the fact that anything is possible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for, you know, a conflict of interest, shit, we'd have done it.
Yeah, because your work with certain companies, you'd have to turn down other jobs that might...
Yeah, they don't find the big rubber dick play real funny.
I understand some people,
which if you can't laugh at that, you know, what the hell's your problem?
We haven't mentioned your print company.
Good, yeah. Well, we probably shouldn't, frankly. Okay. Yeah, it's Vista Prints. There we go. Yeah, that's my shit. I'm on that Vista print. Yeah.
Excellent.
There we go.
Cool. And you guys are sticking around for a little bit? You want to hear some more tunes?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Hey, I got, let me see, what do we got queued up here? We got, another newer artist, Soundsai, also on the Ubiquity label. This tune's called Coast, and these dudes are pretty interesting. They're New York hip-hop revivalists. It's the whole crew. You'll hear it come out. You'll hear that little bit of that 90s style come out. Coastin' is the name of the tune, and after that we have Holly Cook with Milk and Honey. Loved ones, please enjoy.
Through my mental, assessing what I've been through, destroying what is non-essential. I've been in flight so long, I feel like Top Gun. Always in control, too cool for shotgun. 40 plus, time to let go of my vices. I'm not sure, think I'm in a midlife crisis. I'm not poor, but far from where I need to be financially. Wealthy in spirit, still living out my fantasy. I pray to God Almighty that something breaks through. Heard a voice that said, slow down, John, take two. Took it out of drive, put it in neutral, and gave it to the Most High just like I used to. Just a short amount of time, I soon climbed altitudes, courtesy of the rhythm and rhymes, and I'm grateful. It could have took a whole new twist. I'm on a one-way journey through eternal bliss. I'm coasting, sitting back, absorbing the view. I'm coasting, exactly what I'm trying to do. Cause if I'm moving too fast, a blessing might pass. Till I see it through once again. I'm coasting, sitting back, absorbing the view. I'm coasting, exactly what I'm trying to do. Cause if I'm moving too fast, a blessing might pass. Till I see it through.
Yo, yo, roller coaster, see us on the poster, doing our thing like Cosa Nostra. 16 shots to the dome, kept in the holster. I ride through the avenue with no chauffeur. Foot off the pedal, I'ma still make moves. Slow it down for a sec, dude, just cruise and float on. I'm still learning, still growing. A student of life, I'll never be all knowing. When it's time to accelerate, I'ma do it greatly. But for now, everything is gravy. Taste me, potholes in my lawn. Feeling the day lie like the break of dawn. So I make this song with a lazy flow. Slow it up so you can enjoy the show. Don't get it twisted though. When it's time to blow, trust me, the whole world will know. For now I'm coasting, chilling and relaxing hard. I'm coasting, riding through the boulevard. Cause if I press on the gas and I go too fast, I'm coasting, I might not last. I'm coasting, chilling and relaxing hard. I'm coasting, riding through the boulevard. Cause if I press on the gas and I go too fast, I'm coasting, I might not last. Maintain on the highway of life, past the potholes and the speed traps of strife. Through those winds of change, watching my life rearrange, never the same. Through dark days and all the rough terrain that I rode on, it whipped my ass quick, fast, it held class and affirmed my task. Got my goals fixed, focused, walking on this path. Made a brother motivate and focus on my craft, yeah. It broke me down only to make me better. A better man, better friend till the last letter. In the rat race, the pace of the go-getter. We can beat you down and make it tougher than leather. The older way to learn life, yes, is to live it. Not living in the past, but at first, yes, forgiving the man in the mirror, clearer as I go on. Shipping life up in hiker, push the pedal and I'm gone. And I'm coasting, sitting back enjoying the view. And I'm coasting, exactly what I'm trying to do. Cause if I'm moving too fast, a blessing might pass. And I'm coasting, till I see it through. And I'm coasting, sitting back enjoying the view. And I'm coasting, exactly what I'm trying to do. Cause if I'm moving too fast, a blessing might pass. And I'm coasting, till I see it through. We'll be right back.
City Dub Collective. That tune was called Houdini from the eponymously titled album Culver City Dub Collective out in 2004. Prior to that, we heard White Man in Hammersmith Palace by The Clash. They got a new box set out called Sound System. It's pretty much everything they've ever done, or released rather, from the studio. And it's got some live tracks and some alternative takes as well, which I kind of dig, being an old Clash fan as I am. Before that, we heard Milk and Honey by Holly Cook, daughter to the great Paul Cook. That was produced by Prince Fatty out on the Mr. Bongo label, and then started off the set, Soundsci, coasting from the Ubiquity label. New York hip-hop revivalists, Soundsci. Sitting here with Ash Hudson and Matt Beard. I know, it's a little bit hard to quantify everything that they do. Artist representative, they're involved in fashion, art, events, and so on. What was, now we talked a little bit about the that solo show, but also you guys are pretty well involved in the last art walk. Is that correct? The downtown art walk.
Yeah, man. And I know Ash probably can speak better just because he's more familiar. But yeah, it was cool to see people reconnecting with the brand and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think he was actually the main exhibiting kind of the art lounge and stuff like that, where it's kind of cool seeing, you know, your 16-year-old kids coming up and kind of some of the older cats that were like, oh, shit, I saw this when I was a kid. You know, mm-hmm. It's just good to see people connecting. I mean, I think it says a lot about the brand that it can go that long to where your dudes that got a little bit older relate and go, oh, shit, I fucking rocked this as a kid. And also the 15-year-old kids are like, oh, shit, these stickers are dope.
It's still relevant.
Yeah, that says a lot, man. Good shit stays.
Yeah. Connor originally established 1989. Is that correct?
Yeah, we basically started the brand back in 1989. Kind of were the catalyst to the whole subculture. Definitely the first company to put graph on gear. Mm-hmm. Over, you know, the last 25 years, I've worked with countless amounts of artists.
Wait a minute. Started in 1989.
Yeah.
You don't really look, you look like you're in your, like, mid to early 30s.
I mean, yeah, right? What the fuck is that? It's the fountain of youth, this dude.
I'm doing the math here. And it doesn't.
Yeah, no, I started the company when I was 16.
Okay.
I'm 41 now.
Okay.
So, it was, I was a graffiti artist doing graffiti since I was 12, back like 1984. A couple years later, kind of had the concept to put some of the art on tees.
Uh-huh.
And started the company with $100, basically made 12 shirts, one color hit, gave them out to a bunch of my homies at Fairfax High School out of my backpack.
True, like grassroots, kind of pounding the pavement style.
Yeah, really no idea kind of what I was tapping into. It was, you know, being an active artist, but also kind of just seeing the connection that this stuff needed to be, you know, on clothing. Prior to Con Art, there was a lot of cats like PJ from West Coast Artists that was airbrushing one-off original masterpieces. And I was watching these designs go out the door. $25-$30, he would do a custom sweatshirt joint.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of, you know, to somehow monopolize the art and do reproductions. So definitely, like, the inspiration for me was some of these cats from West Coast Artists. And it just all kind of made sense. So, '89.
Those are the first, WCA was the first graffiti guys I ever met in my life, too. I used to go to, a few of those guys used to go to Venice High when I went there.
Okay.
And they turned me on actually a lot of good music, a lot of good hardcore music, surprisingly. Because, I mean, I knew the skate stuff, you know, you're suicidal and you're Minor Threat and all that. But they hit me with all kinds of, like, they just basically busted Earth wide open with all these worldwide bands and stuff for me and make me these cool mixtapes and stuff. Those are some good dudes, man. I remember Whisk, Mace. Yeah, those are two names that come up.
Yeah, another was Minor. Mm-hmm. Minor had a really kind of futuristic, advanced style. He might just take a bucket paint and splatter it across the wall, and that was his mark. You'd see these around the city, and you just know, oh, that's a Minor joint. He'd dip his hands in the bucket paint, just run around and do handprints everywhere, occasionally even some butt cheeks.
there so, we go.
Yeah, he also had these, like, bubble letter M's, kind of where Whisk adopted his W from. Mm-hmm. It was just this throw-up, real quick style, yeah. Like, bubble letter M. And so, anyway, as a kid, because they were kind of a little bit older than I was, that was definitely the inspiration. I would drive on the bus and see these things and aqua turquoise and pink, and somehow it just really resonated with me. Kind of got me into the culture. PJ's Black Books were just countless pages of just some of the dopest styles that really kind of I've been, you know, inspired by. And so those were some of the first contributing artists to the brand.
Where, Ash, where did you grow up?
In L.A., kind of Hollywood area. Hung out at Fairfax, but didn't officially go there. I would ditch my school.
I gotcha.
Go hang out with the homies at Fairfax.
I know, yeah. I know how that is, yeah. That's cool, man. And so Los Angeles, born and raised.
Yep.
And you're gonna die in Los Angeles? Do you have anything to say about it?
Shit. You know, I've traveled a lot, and I definitely love to travel. There's a lot of cool things to see out there. But yeah, for sure, born and raised, and you know, probably end up here for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love LA.
Yeah, me too. And Matt, where were you raised?
Well, my heart says Compton, but that's not the truth. You know, one of those fucking, I hate saying it because it almost takes away all credibility, but spent a lot of time, you know, growing up in North Hollywood and definitely the Valley a little bit, kind of moved around, did a couple of years in Colorado, you know, was, it's good, like Ash said, traveling, getting out, seeing different stuff. It's
I had this conversation yesterday. I mean, we all know Florida is pretty freaky, right? I mean, it's one of the weirdest places on earth, Florida. You know, if you look up any, you know, when you see on websites or stuff and they're like weird crimes and stuff, I mean, look it up. You know, it's eight times out of 10, you'll see that Florida name down there. Just
really?
Weird shit. But quietly, Colorado is a really weird state. Like just really? weird, like outsider type of crime.
Really? Because I know the pot scene over there is just prolific.
Well, maybe we're looking at that crime going down now. Yeah, but
that's what I told you, man. Weed cures everything. Mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but it's true. It's true.
But yeah, Colorado quietly one of the second weirdest states.
Well, like, are the when you say weird, like, are they fucking sheep or like what's?
Could be, yeah. But like, you know, survivalists.
Oh yeah, all the nut jobs, Y2K with
things like that.
Yeah, where they still got their fucking four pallets of canned food and shit still waiting or what? Yeah, maybe. What you gonna do?
So, what you guys are working on this collaboration?
Yeah,
I guess if you could call it that.
Yeah, man. Recently ConArt joined forces with Check This Ink. It's given us the opportunity to kind of do reproductions, fine art prints, posters, stickers. I was introduced to Matt, came down and checked the facilities, and just, you know, blew my mind. I was really impressed by the capabilities that they had over there, the vision. Matt connected with a bunch of other artists, some of which I know, some of which I know of. We've just done our first, you know, like mini series, some test prints. And so over the last, you know, say 25 years, the ConArt's been kind of accumulating an archive of works from all different artists from all over the world. We've never really done a lot of reproductions on the fine art tip. Mostly the stuff was created for apparel. So now having this opportunity to kind of, be able to kind of do limited edition prints, and there'll be a lot to come over the next couple of months. We're in development right now.
I don't think we mentioned it yet, so I want to make sure to get this out there, even though it's a little bit late in the show. Check This Ink. You can find it at checkthisink.com.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Spelled just like it sounds. ConArt, ConArt, ConArt.com is where you can
Yeah.
find...
Yeah, check them both out, man, because there's some good stuff.
It's a good website. Check the sync. It's very easy to navigate. And that's
thank
what
you.
I, that's what I was struck with. Like, very. It's not. You don't really have to figure stuff out. You know, the interface is very good.
Yeah, we want it to be simple, and we're going to be loading new content. You know, definitely, hopefully, something new. You know, once a week. So definitely stay posted, and you know, don't sleep on the site because it'll be changing a lot.
All right. Hey, you want to hear some more tunes?
I do, personally. Yeah.
brother and sister duo. From their latest LP called Isles. And before that, we heard African Music Machine out of New Orleans. Originally released in 1972. Re-released in 2001 on the Fuel 2000 label. Matt Beard from CheckThisInc.com and Ash Hudson from ConArt.com. Thanks so much for coming down, guys.
Our pleasure, man. I hope to be your third repeat guest.
So, we'll talk. We'll talk.
There we go.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for having us.
Yes. Thanks for coming in. Again, I'll mention the website. You check out CheckThisInc.com and also ConArt.com. Chances are pretty good. You know the ConArt name already. I mean, we all do. Like I said, it's ingrained into the fabric of Los Angeles culture. Soon also to be CheckThisInc.
Well, shit, man. Yeah. God willing.
And my name is Johnny. Neighborhood Love Radio is the name of the program. Thank you so much, loved ones. Talk to you next week.